Hello, and welcome to PMC Live. Every first Thursday, KFSK talks with folks at the Petersburg Medical Center. I'm reporter Rachel Cassandra, and today I'm joined by PMC CEO Phil Hofstetter, Kelly Zweifel, clinic manager, and Julie Walker, community wellness manager. Thank you all for joining me.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. And so I think we're going to start with Phil, you have a few updates for us?
Sure, yeah, thank you. Just a couple of highlights from the last month, at the end of the year. It's not the end of the fiscal year, the end of the calendar year. December, we had Yule bucking and a holiday party. I just want to thank a lot of folks at the hospital for participating and providing that within the community. It's been something we haven't had as regular as we had in the past, so it was nice to feel a little bit back to normal on that after the last few years. Also, this time of year is slippery, and with the weather, every year is a little bit different, but also very much the same. We've been seeing some injuries with falls, so I just want to remind people to wear appropriate footwear. It sneaks up on you here in Petersburg. Lots of slippery surfaces. It seems like when the ice is there, it's slippery, and then when the ice is gone, it's the gravel that you can slide on. So just be aware of that. We are seeing higher volumes in the ER related to falls. And then also we're seeing a huge increase, or at least the last couple of weeks, with flu and respiratory illnesses. We've been very, very busy in the ER and our inpatient unit, so much so in the state of Alaska, we're having trouble transferring patients that for a higher level of care. So we've had some delays of transfer as a result of that, even difficulty of getting down into Seattle and, some of those facilities. A lot of places are very full for two reasons. People are sick in their inpatient unit, but also staffing. Staffing is still a challenge coming out of COVID within facilities. So even if they have beds, sometimes they don't have the staffing matrix to accommodate the needs. So we're seeing that all over. And obviously we're struggling as well with staffing and a lot of post-COVID kinds of situations. So those are kind of the main highlights. Do you have any? If you have any questions, feel free to ask. There's a lot going on. It's always hard to kind of jump in on one particular thing.
Totally. Yeah. Do you see a little bump from the holidays, from holiday travel and people gathering in groups a lot?
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously holiday season, post-Thanksgiving and post-holidays with a lot of the travel and people gathering. We're definitely seeing an increase in that. Just all over. We're seeing COVID. We're seeing respiratory illnesses. We're seeing flu. It's just a lot. And then just your general issues. So I don't know if they're general, but they're high enough to be admitted into our inpatient unit, high enough to go into the ER. So just be careful and take care of yourselves as much as possible. And contact the clinic for your prevention. We see a lot of things that are preventable. When our quality meeting yesterday, one of the things that we talked about was hypertension. And, that's something that we see from the clinic side. We see on the inpatient side things like cardiovascular events, heart attacks, strokes, hypertension, and those can result in events in the ER and events out that allow transfer and even death. So those are things that we want to make sure that we're focusing in on, and those are preventable.
And for prevention, is that just going in to make sure you have your annual checkup and talk through all that with?
Yeah, it's actually a great disease. It's something that's manageable. So you go in, you want to make an appointment with your primary care provider, contact the clinic, and get an annual physical. Things like in there, there can be medication management. There's all different levels, and I might even want to jump over to Kelly over as the clinic manager. It's something that's one of the projects we're focusing in on within Petersburg, and again, we see that all through our health system. So that could be, whether it's a home health patient, whether it's our clinic services, whether it's our ER services, our inpatient services. It really covers the whole spectrum. So as a community, we're seeing, and I went back, we went back in time even. So it's something that we saw in the last tracking, some of the highest diagnosis codes, for example, that we see for medevacs, hypertension, cardiovascular events are all on the number ones.
So you, there was a dip, and the rates are rising again. Is that what you're saying? You're saying we went back. Sorry, what does back in time mean?
Oh, I just did a review back. I just did a.
Year in review.
Yeah, I did. Well, and in relevant to the hypertension, what I did was I looked at our medevacs for the last 6 years, basically. And the number one reason for diagnosis for going on a medevac was related to cardiovascular. So that's what I was talking about.
Okay. Yeah, got it. Should we go to you,
sure.
Kelly?
Sure,
okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm here, Kelly, with the clinic manager. I did come to talk about specialty clinic, but I can follow up a little bit from where he's at. You know, we're always at the clinic looking at to make sure you establish care with a primary care provider, which most people have, but some people may have not transitioned yet, as Dr. DeSillo is transitioning into retirement and new people moving in. So making sure you have a primary care provider established, getting in for your wellness visits and annual visits, and through that process, they'll make sure that you're up to date on like prevention exams or things that need to get done based on your age, gender, and all things that matter throughout your lifespan. So whether you're a kid or adult or elder, there's different measures we're looking for.
Great. And so hypertension is now something that you all are paying more attention
to? So it's, you know, as part of a quality project, just of something to focus on through the year of 2023 and thinking about, it's one of the things we identified that we wanted to focus on, from a prevention and a management standpoint. So, we're looking at everything from just trying to make sure, patients come in if they need to be seen or get regular checks, looking at our education materials, make sure staff is trained, you know, and kind of a full circle on all things hypertension, hope to put out PSAs about it and what people can do for prevention from nutrition, wellness, exercise standpoint, medication management can be super helpful. So all of those things can play a role. So it's something we're going to be focused on this year. We're just kind of in the beginning stages of it, but looking forward to that.
Great. And that might, I don't know if it already exists, but there might be like a class that people can take similar to.
Potentially, yeah.
Diabetes. Yeah. Okay. Great. And then do you want to talk about the specialty clinic?
Yeah. So this, the specialty clinic, I mean, most of the transition happened over this past summer. So, I mean, it's things that we've been, letting the community know throughout, but we are officially transitioned down where we have specialty services happening out of, there's a lot of different names for it. Visiting physician's office is most people think of. It's also where we did our COVID testing for a couple years here. But now it's our specialty clinic, office. And so out of there, we have, chiropractic services happening on a regular basis. So that happens Monday through Thursday. And we have Rodney Anderson in there doing that. And that's great. And Julie Hersey works alongside with him. So we see those folks in there every day. We also have acupuncture happening, and that's more on a sporadic basis, just depending on Dr. Heyer's availability and space and time for that. And she sees patients down there, and as well as Phil, our CEO, seeing patients for audiology. And so it's a nice transition. The space feels good. Kind of brings some of those services out of that busy clinic environment and allows for those to take place down there. We just recently hired a new staff member, Michelle Rumpel. So she started as our specialty clinic coordinator, and that's going well, and she's excited to be in there, and we're excited to have her. And then on top of those are kind of the regular services that happen that involve PMC employees, but we also are inviting and hoping to build out more specialty services coming from outside providers. Right now we have ENT that comes, Dr. Raster, and he comes a couple times a year. And then Last Frontier Eye Care with Dr. Cami Kapp, she's been coming pretty regularly, at least quarterly, if not more. Sometimes it's been every other month. We anticipate the Search Eye Care Clinic to come soon. think, in February. And Dr. Hagerman also has reached out to us and is looking to do some visits. We haven't scheduled that yet. I know Dr. Kapp with Last Frontier Eye Care will be here January 16th through the 20th. So that's coming up very soon here.
What's Dr. Hagerman's specialty?
He also is with eye care as well. So, and then search, we anticipate they will be here in February. I don't have the full dates for that yet.
For eye care as well?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so mostly eye care and ENT right now are the only ones we have. I've had some other reach out from specialists, but we'll kind of see where that goes and grows. But looking forward to...
That's ear, nose, throat?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, okay.
Yeah. I think that's my main updates for the specialty clinic space.
Okay, great. Yeah. Should we talk about wellness?
Sure. Just kind of playing off of the theme with the prevention, just kind of wanted to let folks know that we are starting up our second year of Lifestyle Balance program. So last year we implemented this program for the first time. It's a year-long program that is an evidence-based program shown to decrease the risk of developing type 2 diabetes as well as heart disease. We use a CDC-approved curriculum, and it's taught by myself and Becky Turland. And it really aims to find a balance between what we eat and how physically active we are, and we really focus on kind of gradual, healthy, reasonable changes to our diet and exercise throughout the year to help people improve their health. So actually talking about hypertension, we had 10 participants in the past year that we just finished up, and many of them were very successful in meeting some health goals, so a lot of weight loss, a lot of improved physical activity, improved levels of physical activity, even some that improved their blood pressure that they were excited about, and their cholesterol. So this year's class will be the second year. It starts up on February 7th, so registration is open now for the class. It starts as a 12-week weekly session, and then we transition to a monthly for the remainder of the year. So it's January 31st is the deadline to register, and if anyone's interested in registering, they can reach out to me. It's been a really fun class to teach, and the 10 people that took it were sad to finish the class, and so we've actually kind of talked about maybe meeting quarterly just to kind of keep up with each other and go for a walk or just check in, and that social support has been something that they've really identified as something that was very important to their lifestyle change over the past year. So I'm excited to start up with a new group. I already have some people signing up, and there's still space available, though.
Great. Yeah, I was going to ask about, so there's sort of an indefinite, you're figuring out how much people will kind of stay in touch and
yeah, yeah. The curriculum itself is designed to be taught over 1 year, but as we were finishing the year, people were like, gosh, it would be nice to still connect with you guys. And so I said, well, what about if we just do something quarterly and, you know, we're not necessarily following the core curriculum anymore. Maybe we're just refreshing ourselves or just kind of catching up or doing a physical activity together. That's something that is still kind of to be determined how that's going to look. But that group did identify, the first year's group was very supportive, and they actually asked me to do that. So kind of shows to the, you know, the success of the group that they bonded with each other and they wanted to continue. I have a Facebook group that we check in on regularly and share recipes and upcoming events and things like that. So yeah, looking forward to a new group though. So
yeah, and what felt fun about the first group? You said it was fun to just meet or
Some of the things that they do in the class, they track all of their food and beverage intake, especially during the first part of the class, using an app. And there was a lot of learning going on during that. So just seeing people's aha moments was very fun, and having them share with each other what their aha moments were is like, you know, oh, I usually just glob on the butter and I use 3 tablespoons of it. And when I'm actually forced to measure it out, I see how much calories and fat is in that. So now I've started to just use a teaspoon, and it still tastes really good, you know. So just having those little moments of aha, and how can I small but improve small but important changes that they can make to their diet and exercise was really fun to watch.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it seems great that it's a whole year long, because I can imagine if it was like a 6 week thing, you know, people often yo-yo diet and can't.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's really not a diet. It's a lifestyle change. So then we reiterate that throughout the entire class, that you're making a change for your lifestyle in general, and that we're focusing on realistic, sustainable changes that you can make. It's not something where you're going to come in and lose 20 pounds in a month and then go right back to it, or, you know, so... Yeah, it's exciting. We had most of the participants, like I said, met the goals of the program, and many are continued on their path of weight loss, and it's really exciting.
And is, I don't know if you know this, but is weight loss the most important sort of variable in, yeah, I mean, we can go to you, Kelly, if you know, but yeah, because there's also like eating low glycemic index too, right, which helps with blood sugar?
Yeah, I mean, this particular program, and I also was involved in it prior to here for 15 years, and it's a research-based, and the main two factors in this program is 7 to 10% weight loss and 30 minutes of physical activity 5 days a week. So that combination is what's shown to prevent diabetes. So there are a lot of other health factors we can do, but this program is really focused around that weight loss and increasing activity. And it showed to be, it was proven to be better than medication. And, you know, there was, so it's very successful. I was involved in a pilot project with it for many years, and we saw the great benefits of it. And there's, I like to always say, there's this magic that happens in a group, you know, where you learn things and from each other. I mean, you're learning things from the group dynamic, and it has a good curriculum that's been evidence-based, but things happen that you can't always anticipate just because of that support. Mm-hmm. So it's that accountability, I think, also really helps, which I've seen that kind of group. It's not, the group environment isn't for everyone, but for those that it works for, it's really good, because, you know, someone's expecting you to be there, and you show up because, not because you want to be there, because you know someone's expecting you to be there.
Yeah.
And then it helps keep you pushed through those goals where sometimes you might have given up, but now you're like, no, I'm going, I'm committed, you
Absolutely.
Know? So there's, yeah. I think there's a lot of good factors in that, but the curriculum really focuses on those two pieces. But like you said, there's a lot of other things that, you know, ways you can go to manage and prevent.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And the exercise that people do 5 days a week, can that include walking or like mm-hmm. low-key exercise?
Yeah,
it's actually focused on moderate physical activity. Yeah. So walking is the prime example that many people use is walking. We actually had this group actually was pretty involved in swimming as well, or water aerobics. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were getting in the pool for their exercise, but walking is definitely considered a moderate activity. So we're not asking them to do really high intensity exercises. It's things as simple as going for walks.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. And does anybody else have anything? Do you want to add anything, Phil?
The only other thing I would probably add that's going on that's very exciting is our SDS, it's an acronym with the state. It's a waiver program. It's a community-based program that we're growing out with our home health. And those that's very exciting. It's a care coordination. It's a Medicaid program. There's a lot of hoops to jump through to get accredited, and we were able to get that through the state, and we're very excited about it. And it's something that we can offer the community to. It's sort of like some of the gap services that we see, like adult daycare. Care mm-hmm. coordination is something that we haven't had locally. That's something that is a service that's provided, and it could be somebody from Wrangell or some other place that that provides those services. But having someone locally is very, very important. And then building things like respite care, those kinds of activities, a part of that program, and slowly developing that within the community is actually very exciting.
Yeah, great.
And I think actually home health might be coming on next month, so that's just a little kind of teaser.
A precursor.
I think they talked about it a little. They kind of mentioned it last month, and then they're going to come on again, I think, next month, and just explain a little bit more of what that's going
to
look
great.
Like.
Oh, great. Yeah, I would love to hear about that. Okay, well, I think that's it today. Thank you. Today on PMC Live, we had Phil Hofstetter, Kelly Zweifel, and Julie Walker. And I'm reporter Rachel Cassandra. Thank you so much for joining us.